What is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. What is going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Real and Raw Show. Hopefully everybody's having a great April. Hopefully everybody is out there putting in the work. Today's call, I'm going to be real with you guys. It's going to be kind of quick and to the point. But something that we did as far as a study goes. Everybody's heard about this NAR lawsuit, right? Sure you have. You're in a business, you get it. I did a whole podcast episode on it a couple weeks ago. So I had a weird intuition when I heard about this. My intuition was that our industry, the number of calls that people are going to be making is going to drop. And so we did some research, right? Obviously, I work within Sync's system, and I run their conversion day. And so I said, hey, look, out of everybody that's using this system, right, thousands of users, can we run a check on everybody, like a vital check, and let's see how many dials are being made ever since we heard about this NAR lawsuit. And so we ran the test, and not to my surprise, but to just feed the intuition that I had, it shows that it was about 30% less dials that has been happening in the last 3 weeks. 30% less dials. I don't know about you, but in an industry where we're connecting with people is the primary way to get our business, right? And reaching out to people that go ahead and reach out to us about, you know, home that they saw, or, you know, other ways that we generate leads online, which I'll have a whole entire call about this again coming up here shortly. Dialing is one of the vehicles to get you there. And if you don't believe so, and you're like, I'm just going to work off referrals, that's great. You will cap out, and that's fine if you're okay with that cap. And where that's, I'm not saying anything bad against that. I'm just saying if you want to explode your business, right? There's other ways to do it than just that. That's one pillar, right? And so the vehicle of calling, the metrics that we ran show a 30% decrease in dial since this NAR settlement happened. Mind you, nothing new has changed in real estate yet. This still has a process to go through. They're still months away in order if they're going to make this a reality or not. Now we are preparing ourselves, but at the same time, control the damn controllable. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. And by the time you, oh, I'm going to do it this way, I'm going to do it that way, they're going to change the damn fucking rules on you. So they're going to change the damn rules on you, but yet you're spending so much time and energy at this meeting, that meeting. I got to change this, got to change that. When in reality, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. We have seen a tremendous drop off in amount of dials in the real estate industry, because ever since the NAR lawsuit came out, people are scared. They're frozen. They don't know how they're going to do real estate. In reality, nothing has changed yet. You must do the work. And to be honest, a 30% decrease in amount of dials in the real estate industry is a massive opportunity for those that run in faith, for those that have a high level of skill set, or at least work on it, for those that want to go ahead and separate themselves. So you have an opportunity here. Step up or step out. You have an opportunity with this NAR lawsuit and what everybody is doing in this freeze mode, and you can either step up, right, or step out and go with them. Reality is nothing has changed yet. Nothing has changed. So you have to make this decision right now. Will you be somebody that joins the negative, complaining, oh my God, what are we going to do team? Or are you going to join the, hey, right now, nothing has changed, but what has changed is that a lot of people have stopped calling. Therefore, it gives me a bigger and a greater opportunity to connect with more people. I want to be on that team. I don't know about you. Make the decision. Make the decision. There is only going to be more more visibility of how people are running away because of this settlement. Like, nothing has changed yet. And when it does, it's still not a bad thing. There's still going to be opportunity that is, you know, even going to be grander than it is right now because of the way that people are going to have to operate. Buyer broker agreements are going to be a good thing. It's a good thing, right? Articulating your value is a great thing. Do you really want to be the person that's all transactional, or do you want to be the person that builds relationships, connects, that creates a conversion? Because when you truly add value and you let that person know, hey, it's up to 3% that you have to pay me, but yeah, by the way, there's plenty of ways for us to get that from the seller, but just in case we don't, I just want to make sure that you understand what, you know, our fee is for helping you in this process. The value has been added. I can say, yeah, absolutely. Would you pay a doctor to help you with something serious? Yeah, right, 100%. They're going to pay you for something serious, which is one of the biggest transactions of their life. But getting off that, because that's not what today's call is about. Today's call is about, what are you going to do when you hear there's 30% less dials that are happening? 30% less phones ringing to go connect with people. What are you going to do with that number? You're going to make a 31? Or are you going to go ahead and you're going to say, thank you. Because I know that leads in my system and it's probably in his system in my market. But he's scared I'm not. Let's go. He's scared I'm not. Let's go. The lead that you have that you generated online, there's a very good chance it's in somebody else's platform that's in your market. And you have to make a decision. If we understand that the amount of dials has went down ever since the NAR settlement, there's a chance that that lead that's sitting in that person's database right now is not going to be called because they're part of the 30% that aren't calling. Who are you going to be? What are you going to do? Be consistent or just a one time? Because calling once is not going to do the job. Calling five times, not going to do the job. You have to be consistent. You have to be relentless. And you have to play your own game. So figure out what you're going to do. If you need better scripts, then DM me. I'll give you our free sales course. It's absolutely free. It's a two-part series. Just DM me on Facebook or Instagram. Instagram's at Real John Marone. Facebook, Jonathan Marone. How to change it so I can get verified. But DM me. I'll send it to you. Okay? It's a free sales course. It's the best framework and scripting in the industry. Hands down. Proven to work. 14,000 agents. 7+ years. But if I give you the scripts, what are you going to do with it? Are you still going to be in freeze mode? Or are you going to make the dials? And even if you're like, no, I'm still making my dials. Make more now, right? Make more now. Make more now. Increase your skill set, role play, but do more, right? So it's not just about making more dials. Look, I want everybody listening right now to make more dials, but I want them to make more dials with a higher level of skill set. And some of you are just practicing on money. So in order to increase your pay, you have to increase your role play. You have to make it a must. Role playing 15 minutes a day right before your dialing session will do wonders for your conversion rate. So don't just pick up the phone and make more dials. Be so skilled that when you make more dials and someone picks up, you have the best opportunity to convert them. It's role play and dials combined. That's what creates a very high level of success when converting leads. Plain and simple. So told you it's going to be short. I want to be to the point. I don't want to take up another 30 minutes because I want you to dial. I want you to take the time that you planned on listening to this conversation today, and I want you to go dial. I'm ending here in less than a couple minutes, so you listen to this for a total of less than 15 minutes. That means you should have at least 15 minutes to pick up the phone and dial. Even if you call 2, 3, 4, 5 people, start the momentum now. Start the momentum now, okay? Don't forget, if you're not watching this on YouTube, go look up our name, John Marone, and just go. If you don't mind, subscribe to our YouTube channel. There's other stuff that we put on there that's not on this show. There's other stuff that we put on there that's not on Instagram. Please do so. Okay. And last but not least, like I said before, do you want the best framework in the industry? Plain and simple, DM me the word scripts or sales, or just John, give me the damn workshop. Give me the damn sales workshop, please. Whatever. I don't care how you message me. Just refer to this episode and I'll send it over to you. All right. I appreciate your time today. It's time to get to work. 30% less dials. that should beam opportunity for you. Now go take advantage of it, because an opportunity knocks, because opportunity doesn't knock all the time, right? Really, opportunity does not knock all the time, but an opportunity knocks, you better open that damn door, because you don't know when it's going to come back. Go take advantage of the opportunities that are in front of you right now in this real estate industry, because there's plenty of it. And get around other people that see the same thing and ride together, because there's strength in numbers. All right. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Hopefully you got a lot of value out of it. Hopefully you guys slide into the DMs and let me know you guys want that sales course. And then once again, of course, please share this thing out if you're getting value out of it. Go follow us on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. And last but not least, I messed this up last week. Everybody was listening to it. Last but not least, don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Even though it is, kick that damn door down and take what is yours. Till next time, guys.